The Trails Foundation is 3 years old and staffed entirely by volunteers. We heard from the foundation's board president, Tom Noeker, and grant writer, Amber Nelson. Noeker said their major project right now is creating pearls on a string, as he put it. A trail network ultimately 6 miles along the Weber River from the mouth of Weber Canyon to Wooden Shoe Lane. Looking at some specifics, Noeker said for one stretch, they teamed up with a number of partners.
Summit Land Conservancy, the City of Oakley, the county, all teamed up for a project in Oakley. The Stevens property was acquired, and we've created a trail there. It's a small trail, and I kind of look at it as sort of Oakley's Oscarthorpe. It involved a number of entities to acquire the ground and to build the trail and to dedicate it. And so that's a small mile, 1.1 mile trail that's a part of a bigger system that we hope to connect. Another piece is the Franson property to the north and east, a trail on about 30 acres of ground that was started and then more or less just, I wouldn't say abandoned, but certainly neglected for years, and we've come back in and resurrected that.
He said another trail section is a bit of a mystery.
And then there's another project further to the north near the Oakley Water Tank area that we're working on right now. We're also looking for funding for that. Amber's written some grants. We hope to pull in the funding and begin that project this summer. And that will be, again, there was a trail there that was sort of a mystery. It was built a while ago as part of the Oakley Trail, maybe a half a mile. It involves some bridges over wetland, and it's fairly extensive, but it didn't go anywhere, and now we're making it go somewhere. That turned it into basically a loop. It'll be for mountain biking. A certain portion of it, about a mile and a half of it, will be more or less a flow trail. Through the trees below the water tank area.
They're also working on a trail that ties into Oakley's rodeo infrastructure.
To extend the Oakley Rodeo Grounds trail and turn it into a loop. It was when the Oakley Rodeo Grounds were moved from their original location to the new location, and there was a trail that was partially built around the grounds, and it'll be about a mile, I think 1.1 mile total. And half of it's built now. We're just going to continue that and continue that loop.
Meanwhile, Amber Nelson said the U.S. Forest Service approached them about a project that could involve an extensive network. She said it involves the Slate Creek and Yellow Pine areas near the lower Mirror Lake Highway.
We have started applying for some initial grants for that. They have started working on the NEPA process to make sure that we can do some trails in that area. It could be a fairly extensive system, up to 40 or so miles, I think.
Noeker said that the Forest Service trails are not really designed to accommodate cyclists.
They were never designed for cycling. They've always been multiple-use trails. With the Forest Service, the folks that we've been working with there, they indicated to us that they wanted to actually build mountain bike trails, that they knew that there was a need to separate the uses in some places. They didn't have the manpower to pull that off. I mean, our Forest Service has been, I wouldn't say gutted, but it's been working on a small budget and anyway, we had done some volunteer work with them for the first couple of years, and they came to us and said, would you be interested in being the lead on this? And we said, absolutely. That's right down our alley.
He added that given the progress of the federal NEPA environmental review, they wouldn't start on the project until the spring or summer of next year. Nelson said phase one of the plan would be some 3 or 4 miles, costing around $110,000 to $120,000. Coming up in early June, the Trails Foundation is holding its annual fundraiser.
It's at Cattleman's Hall in Oakley from 5:30 to 8:30 on June 8th. Dinner is $10 for adults, $5 for kids. We have live music and a silent auction, kids games, and a bake sale, which the bake sale goes over very well.
Tom Noeker and Amber Nelson from the South Summit Trails Foundation. For more information, you can go online to southsummittrails.org. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.